you know, he gets a cut of whatever Aaron getting. So
yeah, he sends him a check.
Yeah.
So that, somebody in the chat said, ask Mario if your peepee really shrink.
So, you know, Big Baby ain't got to deal with Salida. Now, Top Rank could cut him. If he cuts him, you don't owe Top Rank nothing. The only person out there that's going to want their bread is James Prince. If Top Rank cuts him, you out your contract. You out. Now, I don't know if, I mean, Bob's a smart man. Todd DeBuff's a smart man. I wonder if they had to, that would be dope, but I bet you they didn't. I know they didn't because boxing, we never seen that before, but they should have put him on contract like that. Like, yo, we want a reimbursement on all monies if you pop again. Put the pressure on these dudes, man. Like, I'm not promoting you, spending money on advertisement and graphic imagery and paying people per hour on social media to pump you and then you pop. No.
Yo, but how about if he can't do it, Ness?
He can't do what?
He can't perform without it.
I don't care. And that's what I said. Put it in the contract so you get your money. Because now look at Bob. Now what happens to Bob and Top Rank? They got to either decide to say, look, we're gonna have to deal with this dude's horrible name and try to get our money out of it or cut them. That's where they at. That's where they're at, let me tell you. Are we going to do damage control, put them on WBC 365 day, also pay that just to show the public, like, yo, we are on it. This was our mistake. We signed them. Or are we just going to say, yo, this was our mistake. We cutting them.
Yeah.
Bro, I seen dudes get cut for losing. I've interviewed dudes that be like, yo, man, I was signed a Top Rank, but I lost. They cut me. So I'm pretty sure he's going to get cut. Unless, again, there was something in that contract that said, yo, you do some crazy stuff like that, we want our money. Because maybe he got an advance from them, too. You know?
That's what I was going to ask. Does Bob Arum give an advance? Like, why is only James Prince?
Eddie did, right? Eddie gave Serrano allegedly an advance. So, you know, we don't know the details of those contracts. That's the issue.
And I thought the promoter pays for your training camp. I mean, he wasn't in camp, but
You pay for your training
camp. Oh, he was in camp because he had a fight July 9th.
Yeah, but you the business. You in training camp. You know?
Okay.
He's not gonna be able to perform.
I see what you're saying. You're contracted to fight.
Look, if they decide to keep him, okay, we're going to keep him. We're going to put you on a tight program, right? Your first fight comes about. You can't perform anymore. That's why you were that good, because you were taking enhancements. So what do we do with our investment now? Like, he loses. Like, let's say he gets in and he loses to Jerry Forrest. Where was Top Rank going to go with him then? Or were they sure that he was going
to
take on?
You know where they were hoping to go. Hopefully – dog, Big Baby Tyson Fury would be one of the biggest, best press conferences and build-ups out there. And so
if he loses to Jerry, he gets the Tyson Fury fight? What? That's what I'm going.
No, but
if he loses to Jerry Forrest,
they were not expecting him to lose to Jerry, bro.
All right.
He signed.
He's talking hypothetical.
Hypothetically, if
that's not here or there. But I see Nestor's side where, you know, the goal was to get him in the names of, you know, Tyson Fury, Wilder, AJ, Andy
Ruiz.
If he's winning, he's going to get those, right?
But we were expecting
him to win. Why do you keep saying if? Because you heard Jerry's story the other day? Like, I don't even understand.
No. I just don't want it to fly over you guys' head, because Enrique kind of acknowledged it, but then he passed it off like it didn't matter.
What I'm saying
is that if he manages to stay with Top Rank, they got him on a tight program now. He's not on PEDs. We know it now, right? If he goes in and he performs against a guy like Jerry Forrest and he loses, and we see that he's no longer that output guy, what does Top Rank do with him?
Bro, they lost their investment. Come on,
exactly.
Bro. My man talking like if you buy a car and it's a lemon, it's a lemon. It's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't
but you're
just
too
buy
far
a car.
In. You're too far in with Big Baby. That's what I'm saying. You already signed them. So it's either now rebuild or cut.
Lose.
You don't cut sign a fighter with low expectations.
Of
you know, you
not.
Sign a fighter based off of, you know, his reputation and his 1,000 punch output, you know? So that's what they were banking on.
No, they were banking. So. They were banking on Pulev. You know, obviously they don't expect Pulev to win, even though Bob is on record saying Pulev would knock AJ out. That being said, if Pulev didn't win, they banking on matching him with AJ. They banking on matching him with a Wilder, Tyson Fury for sure. You know, they got guys like Carlos Takam. Like, they had the people for him, man. He messed up, man. Like, he had a bunch of easy fights till he got to Tyson. Like, the hardest name other than Tyson on the top rank side would have been Kerbret Pulev. Like, that's
it. Oh, I
see.
So, that's in-house fight.
Hell yeah. Bro,
there you go.
He would have got Jerry Forrest. If he would have stopped Jerry Forrest quick, they would have gave him freaking Rodell Booker, the dude that came out of jail. Stop him, you know, Pulev, you know, and then Fury. You know, they would have built that, bro. They would have built that story. And he really ruined that, man. Yeah.
What did you think about him when he walked off? When he kind of shut down the interview?
That's what I'm saying, when he shut down the interview. It's like he got in his feelings. He didn't want to be pressed. He didn't want to be pressed when you... Dude, you know, you out here making headways for negative reasons. You expect for the negativity not to come up in the first interview that you do? Like, that's what I'm saying. There was no media training. They didn't prepare him for that. He needed some answers set up. He's like, well, the legality of it, I can't speak on it. Why'd you do this interview if you can't give the answers the public want? What are you really here to say? That you sorry? So you accepting guilt? Like, bro, he accomplished absolutely nothing with that. The only thing he did was put a little bit of doubt in my mind with the glints of hope, because it's like he said he was talking to Dr. Margaret Goodman, who's in charge of the VADA program. He said he was making himself available for drug testing to her, which I don't understand, because we never got a report that he was on VADA. And then we get a report today from Mauricio saying that he ain't been on VADA and he's suspended from VADA for 3 years for failing to register two times. The first time they sent him the paperwork and he had it for 2 weeks, and then he says he didn't have it. And then they called him to make sure he got the paperwork and he just never submitted it. So they suspended him for 3 years. So I don't know. I don't know what VADA he was doing. And I'm not saying you can't do VADA without WBC. Obviously, VADA is just a testing facility. You know what I mean? So they can, if you got the money, they can test you. But,
you know, I just saw something on the chat that's a good point. I'll just relay it to you. Is there anything in that contract that maybe Bob Arum would have been smart enough to put in there if, you know, in case you mess up PED or anything like that, like, you know, that protects them in any way from something like that?
I mean, I'm hoping, right? Like, we talked about that earlier. I'm hoping he also puts something where he gets his freaking money back. Like, he gets to say, dude, you do this and we want XYZ back. You know, because this isn't free. It's not free to promote you. It's not free to take that risk. You know, imagine the backlash that Bob received from his contemporaries. You know, like, bro, you signed them. Look, Eddie went on a limb, and now Eddie's looking in retrospect like he was a genius. Eddie was like, no, I'm not going to do it. It's too soon. I won't be the first one. He's a cheat. He tried to kill someone. Eddie said everything, and now Eddie's looking like, whew, smart. I thought Eddie was looking bad because I'm like, damn, see, Eddie should have did it. AJ wants that fight. Bob did it. Now you lost him. But look. He saved himself another headache. Can you imagine if this was Eddie? Americans would be laughing at Eddie. Ah, you signed him two times. You're so dumb. He was smart.
So he popped. He popped for the New York New York State Athletic Commission, not VADA.
Nevada. Popped for Nevada because that's who he's got a license with. But he's saying he was in contact with Margaret Goodman and VADA and doing tests with VADA. I don't know, man. We'll see, man. We will see. It's quite interesting, though, and very sad, which is the word that even he used. Like, yo, it's sad. And it's like, bruh, no, it's not. This is negligence on your part, irresponsibility at the highest level, bro, at the highest level. I mean, look, there's only words like insane, crazy, you know? I mean, he says, I think his quote is – you know, I'm outraged that he's outraged. It's like, really? You? I don't know, man. It's just a real tough situation, man. You know.
What else is to come out of this? What are we waiting for? Is this obviously isn't like a confirmation yet, right? The nail in the coffin, so to speak. So we're still waiting for what? Nevada State Athletic Commission.
Yeah. We're waiting for someone to come down and crack down and say, you know, all right, this is what this is going to be his suspension. This is going to be, you know, what happens to him. I don't know.
Six-month suspension? Is that what he was saying on the interview?
Bro, he got a fake six-month suspension because, remember, he didn't have a license, so he kind of stood out the ring for like that. You know what I mean? It's weird, bro. It's weird. Again, there's no governing, no major governing body that can universally, you know, look over this. UCAD is a bit too crazy, like with they bans, you know, they be wanting a lot of money and they do big bans, but they're also not consistent, you know what I mean? They are like inconsistent, you know. Today this guy will get banned for 2 years and then another dude could get a license and fight in Saudi Arabia. So, you know, it's a little different, but I think they're better with punishment. Do they allow a lot of stuff like nasal spray? I think so. But I think that their punishments are so severe. Man, bro, they punished Molina. He was calling me left and right trying to do interviews. Like, yo, you got to help me. I need publicity on this. I ain't fight over there in 2 years since I lost to AJ. And they want me to be banned for 2 years and pay X amount of dollars. And because I fought over here in Texas, they trying to find me. That's the type of people you need on your ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the type of people you need on you, and you won't do nothing because you're like, damn, UCAD going to come down on me, man. UCAD going to come, you know, they're going to find me, not find, they're going to find me something outrageous, or they're going to ban me something ridiculous. Like, when you hear headlines for UCAD bans, it'd be like Tyson Fury, Dillian White, possibly could get an 8-year ban because it's the second time. Because they're even more, you know, they're even tougher.
So the threats be high.
Yeah, but they're tougher the second time you pop. I believe the second time is an 8-year ban. Like, your career's over. You know, I'm going to Google that right now, but I believe that's how it is.
In boxing, 8 years, yeah, that's, you're done. Some people's really, career don't last that long. But, look, man, Big Baby Miller, tough spot, owes money, got fronts. It's a tough situation for the man. And again, we're still waiting for this information to come back. I'm still curious to know how much was found in the system and all that other stuff.
Listen to this headline. In 2019, July 25th, British heavyweight Dillian White is facing a potential life ban after testing. And that's from UCAD. Obviously, it didn't happen, but we don't see American headlines like that. Like, Big Baby isn't facing a life ban because who's going to ban him for a life? You know, UCAD is universal in all of Britain, so it works. We don't have that. We got Nevada, New York, Texas, and everyone is out to get that money. It's like, bro, you telling me Delaware, who hasn't gotten fights since Amir Mansour was popping before he went to federal prison for 10 years. If they all of a sudden get a fight with Big Baby and Amir Mansour, you think they ain't doing it? Man, and they comment, well, they're going to be like, man, you come over if you want. We're going to do what we want over here because that's what we do, you know? So you will find a location. But see, UCAD represents all of the UK, so they are on it. Like, oh, Delaware, you can't do that. But we don't got that. We don't got that.
Yeah, we definitely lacking. Don't got that.
We lacking and slacking, for sure.
And, you just painted the truth right there. It's everybody's trying to get their money. You know, if you can't fight here, oh, maybe I can fight in Arizona. Let me go talk to the Arizona thinker, and then you persuade them, and then you get a guy like Margarito fighting, right? I think that there's a way maybe for all commissions throughout the country to have some type of like summit or something where they're
all they got to do is come together. It's so crazy, man. If we go to the episode in The Wire with Prop Joe and them, that's all they got to do.
Proposition.
Get together and make a co-op. Nevada, you got to fight. You cut the rest of the states that are in the co-op a cut. New York got to fight. They cut. The rest of the states to cut.
That's too many. You would have to break it down into regional.
Because
one fight can't produce a cut for every single brother.
It don't gotta be something outrageous. You get a percent as a universal commission. Y'all get a percent.
You think you can appease the greedy thirst?
Well, you gotta understand, right? Listen to this. Depending on the year, a certain region might make more money. So if you do a regional, then those regions could be greased. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now it's like, yo, New York getting all the fights.
It's like, to me, if a fight, a big fight's happening on the Eastern region, any athletic commissions that are grouped into that region could probably collect that money. If something's getting thrown in Texas,
universal pot. You got to think annually. You don't got to think fight by fight. Annually, we got a universal pot. We got 51 states. We got 51 commissions. You know, and at the end of the year, we made $100 million.
You know what? You're right. Like a fighting schedule. True. You can still do it.
Listen, it's so many. And then it will fix the corruption, right? Because now lower level fights gain that standard. Because now North Carolina, which is known for building records, now they on that standard because they got to follow the protocol to get their percentage universally. I mean, look, and this is all off the fly. I'm a Gemini. Obviously, it's got to be given more thought, but absolutely.
I'll take a little credit. I'll co-op. Take just a small little bit of credit.
A co-op is how you bring people together. Like, that's how you do it. If you want people to lay down, you either do it with force or you grease them. You want to work with someone, you got to come showing favor.
Grease them.
Showing favor. Listen. If you go to North Carolina and tell them, listen, we're going to bulk you in with Vegas and California. Every time they get a fight, you're good at percentage. They're going to be like, I'm in. Because they get less fights. And then Atlanta's going to be like, yo, I want to receive a check because they get less fights. And it's going to continue to be a domino effect. And we'll get a universal. But it's going to take one person. You know, all these sanctioning bodies, they need to drop the sanctioning body and create a universal commission, or the sanctioning bodies need to get together and become the commission.
I think that would be a lot easier. The WBC, I mean, you know, WBC, all the sanctioning bodies getting together, consolidation of chiefs.
It's harder.
You know
it's harder.
Too many chiefs.
It's harder because you see, we interview these presidents of these other sanctioning bodies, and they look at the WBC envious. You know, they're like, oh, how are they non-for-profit? Look at what they're doing. Look at all the money they're making. And it's like, you know, you sound like a hater, champ. You want outside looking in, you know what I mean? Do you want to get this money? Do you want to change? Because I do not hear, and we have never reported, I'm not going to say never, the bad word to use, but rarely, which I really mean never, do we report on anybody else doing anything else at all. I never report on the WBA giving someone a lifetime ban, creating a drug test program. They supposed to have been doing VADA. They still ain't doing it. I don't see them, you know, going to hospitals. I don't see them donating for care. I don't see nothing from the IBA. Nobody. And if they're doing it, right?
They got to do a better job.
They're doing it silently. They're doing it silently. There's no publicity on it. And why? Why? What are you going to tell me? Oh, you're a good Samaritan. You don't want publicity. You just do good. Okay, St. Nick. You know?
Yeah, nobody's going to
believe you. I don't believe you. Like, show me what you're doing. What is everybody? Everybody, oh, WC's corrupt. Well, they made next day weigh-ins. They stopped people from dying. You know what I mean? They got four check-ins during weight to make sure people do. They do everything. They are the only ones doing. Like, someone else do something. Just do something. Create anything. Anything.
Create a program.
No, anything. Create something. Create, I don't know, where's your IBF youth tournament? You don't got one. I don't know. Where's your WBO amateur belt? You don't got one. Because you don't care about the sport. You care about the money. And I don't know.
Or
I know
maybe
I'm going on the limb.
He has the most money. I mean, it's no
because
secret.
They're doing more. If you invested in more stuff, you're going to get more money. Yeah, sometimes you break a few eggs and you lose. But you make that omelet eventually. You know what I'm saying? They got more stuff going on. Like, I just want somebody to bring it to light. What else is anyone else doing? Someone tell me anything, please. Anything.
Yeah, financially, they got way more bread than